Praise Jesus much, brethren. We want to move on to our second service in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus much. In this time, as we conclude the 60th standard strategy of God to fulfill the worldwide promised call. Praise Jesus much. Strategy known as the harvesters of spirits, to get them from this earth, take them back to heaven, as we save them from hell and the lake of fire. And these harvesters of spirits, we work under two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Government
the first government, it's God's heavenly government on the earth,
with
responsibility to see the things done in heavens are done on earth. And the second government, God's government, the governments of the earth, or the central government, God's heavenly governments on the earth, they are reconciled governments of the world with God's government on to see that governments of the world, they know that God rules 99% in their government.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we began with it all
government
that both these two governments, each of them has 8 departments which make it up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we decided we began
department
with the 8 departments
government
which make up God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We are right on the 6th department of the teaching priests in the Holy Church of God, which is on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So wakati mukusoma ebingi,
in the midst of studying much on the teaching priests, we are right there. We see the 7 divisions of responsibility of teaching priests. In revealing the full knowledge of God, it's the fullness of God. To reveal the presence of God, it's the glory of God. And to reveal the works of God,
but
the works of the hands of God, in the entire heaven and all the earth, even the entire new heaven and the new earth. Praise Jesus much. So we conclude the 7th division of responsibility of teaching priests. Praise Jesus much. And we first knew the fullness of God the Father.
It
begins above all the heavens,
move
to the beginning and the end, enter into the new heavens and the new earth, which never ends, which enter to the everlasting of God the Father. Praise Jesus much. We studied much there. And we began to see the fullness of God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. In this fullness,
it's
made up of 4 heavens, even their fullness, even the 10 planets, and their fullness. We want to move to the second part of the fullness of God the world, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. And we know we had begun to see His fullness moving from this earth, passing through all the heavens. They are the 4 heavens. Praise Jesus much. But as we recap a little, we remember that heavens and earth, they are what which make up His fullness, and there is no house we can build for Him. According to Isaiah chapter 66 and the verse 1. Let's move on. Let's read we hear. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1. Thus says the Lord, that heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you built unto me, and where is the place of my rest? Yes.
Thus
says the Lord, the entire heavens, it is my throne. Even earth, it's my footstool. What house can you build for me? What resting place will you build for me?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we saw fullness of God in the world, we know as the Son Jesus Christ. We saw indeed, and He holds the fullness of the entire heavens and all the earth. And we cannot build Him a house. When we build the synagogues,
they
do not become a house of God, but they are synagogues to save us from the cold, the rainfall, the heat, even the sunshine. And He puts the, upon them a glory. As it says in Isaiah, chapter 4. And he says this. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5.
Era mukama alitonderako buli nyumba eyolusozi Sayuni ekire, n'omukka emisana, n'okumasa amasoko omuliro gwake ekiro. Kubanga waggulu ku kitiibwa kyonna kuli bako ekiritimbibwako.
And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of the Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a covering. Verse
6.
And there shall be a tabernacle for shadow in the daytime, from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a shelter from storm and from rain. Yes. He puts upon them glory that it remains a synagogue. Because, as he said, Isaiah 66 verse 1, he has told you the entire heavens is his throne, and the earth is his footstool. Now, what house can we build for him?
Expect
we can build him which house?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. But as he told us all, in Colossians chapter
1,
verse
19,
and verse
20,
that God the Father was pleased all fullness to be within him. Let's read, we see. Colossians chapter
1,
verse
19.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Verse
20.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Yes. Things of the entire heavens and all the earth, they are in the Christ Jesus.
Yes, we have
Jesus much. So when we know his fullness, we know that fullness of God in the world, we know as the Son Jesus Christ,
it
makes the entire heavens and all the earth. It is to say
the heaven is near,
that four heavens and their fullness, even the 10 planets, is their fullness. Because when it's written in Nehemiah chapter 9, in the verse 6, he shows us these four heavens. The four heavens. Let us see.
Nehemiah chapter 9,
verse 6.
Gwe mukama, gwe weka, gwe wakole eguru, eguru eria waguru, nejeri alio lio na, ensi nevi ntubio nevi lio uko, enyanja nevio nevi lio mu, era gwe wikuma vio na, nejeri omu guru likusinza.
You, even you, are Lord alone. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all fullness, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and you preserve them all, and the host of heaven worships you. Yes. You alone, Lord, made the heaven. That is one. The heaven of heavens.
The heavens.
Those are four heavens. And all their hosts, even the earth, even their fullness, even the seas, and things in them. It's the same with the Second Chronicles. Chapter 6, verse 18. And he says this. Second Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 18.
Naye Katonda alituula mazima ddala n'abantu ku nsi. Laba, eggulu n'eggulu erya waggulu tolijjaamu. Kale ennyumba eno gye nzimbye eyinza etya ggwe okugijjaamu.
But will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this house which I have built. Yes.
Katonda ayinza okubeera n'abantu mu nsi.
Can God dwell with men on the earth? Behold heaven. If you join on heaven.
Heaven
and the heaven. Heaven and the heaven.
Of heavens.
Of heavens. It means heaven and heaven. Plus times two. Of heavens. Sure.
Heaven is
four heavens. They make up fullness of God the world. Together with 10 planets, even their fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we began on yesterday, and we see the fullness of God in the world, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, right from this planet Earth, to pass through all the heavens. Up to the third heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's resume to move again. We move from planet Earth. We move from this planet Earth. As it is written. Moved on this planet Earth. As is written in the Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 41. And he says this. Proverbs chapter 8, verse
31.
Rejoicing in the habitable part of his hearth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Yes. Rejoicing in his habitable earth. The planet earth. It is this one where we are. And it's where they can habitate children of men.
But
there are other planets where you cannot live there. When he say rejoicing in his habitable part of the earth,
planet earth.
That is planet earth. He's delighted in the children of men who habitate on it with the fullness in it. Means there are other planets you cannot live there. In those planets, there are nine. Planet Earth is the 10th planet. These other planets, the other nine planets, speaks of them in the 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 5. Second Kings chapter 23 verse 5. And he put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places round about Jerusalem, them also that burn incense unto Baal, to the sun and to the moon and to the planets and to all the hosts of heaven. Yes.
Planet yendara.
The other planets.
Zogirwako nyu.
They are spoken of most. Second Kings chapter 23. Verse 5.
What is the planet yendara?
There are other planets.
Planet Earth.
Besides planet Earth. This planet Earth.
No,
with its fullness. We have those they give names. Like Mercury. Yes.
Mercury. Venus.
Venus.
Mars.
Jupiter.
Saturn.
Uranus.
Neptune.
Neptune.
Pluto.
Eris. And Elis. Those names. They are not their rightful names. They are of fallen angels. And we still have a responsibility of naming those planets their rightful names. Because God gave that to Adam to name things he had given them as he created them. Praise Jesus much. When you read in the Acts chapter 14, the names on those planets, they are not their rightful names. But they are of gods who never created the heavens and earth, the fallen angels. Them too are ones which make up fullness of God in the world. Jesus Christ. Let's read, we see.
Ebikolo by'abatume esule ye 14 n'olunyiriri olw'11.
Acts chapter 14 from verse 11.
Ebibiina bwe baalaba Pawulo kyakoze ne bayimusa amaloboozi gaabwe nga boogera mu lulimi olulukayoniya nti bakatonda basse gye tuli nga bafaanana abantu.
And when people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices saying, in the speech of Lycaonians, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Verse 12.
Barunaba ne bamuyita Jupiter, ne Paulo ne bamuyita Mercury, kubanga ye yasinga okwogera.
And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercury because he was the chief speaker. Yes.
So amanya nga Mercury.
So names like Mercury,
Jupiter,
Jupiter and the others,
they
are all of fallen angels.
Babylon.
Who were worshipped most in the Babylon? And they are worshipped in Rome.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So these
10 planets.
Our
planet Earth. It's what has its rightful name. Because God named it in the Holy Scriptures. But that he never gave a name. Like in the Genesis chapter 2.
Adam.
He gave it to Adam. When we speak of Adam. Or the Adams. Speak of all those who came from Adam. Give them name as God wills. Not as we will. According to Genesis chapter 2. Verse 18 and
19.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 19.
Mukama Katonda nakola n'ettaka buli nsolo y'omu nsiko, na buli ekibuuka waggulu n'abireetera omuntu okulaba bw'anaabiyita, n'omuntu buli lye yayita ekitonde kyonna ekiramu, eryo lye linnya lyakyo.
Out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. Yes. Authority.
Katonda yabuwa.
God gave it.
Adam.
To Adams.
Kutuma ebintu byatatumye manya.
To name the creations he never gave names.
Nenga babituma ng'okwagala
kwe. Yet they named them as his will. According as you've heard in the Genesis chapter 2, verses
19.
But these 10 planets, including the planet Earth, the planet Earth, it's what has its rightful name. The rest have names of the fallen angels. Gods who never created heaven and earth. Who were worshipped most in Babylon,
Greece,
in Greece,
awamu ne Roman Empire,
together with the Roman Empire. And people who named them those names,
they
connect well with the Roman Catholic Church.
But
the truth is like this. The fullness of God in the world, our Lord Jesus Christ,
starts
from this planet Earth. And all the fullness in it,
it
moves on to other 9 planets which you cannot habitate there, even their fullness. In them are different treasures, in different precious stones.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In those planets, some of them are bigger than this planet Earth. Planet Earth, you see it as if it's big. But it's a small portion on the body of Christ Jesus,
which
make up entire heavens and all the earth. Even things in this earth, they are counted as a small drop within him. When he speaks in Isaiah, he
says,
we are like a drop. It seemeth big, but on Christ Jesus, because of his size, planet Earth is a small thing on his body, which make up the entire heavens and earth. Let's read we here. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 20.
Temunamanya, temuna ulira, temuburiwanga, okuva kuruverebere. Temutegeranga okuva kutondebwa kwensi.
Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? Verse 22.
Yehuya atula ku nsi nekulungirivu. N'abagitulamu balinga amayanzi. Atimbe guru ngejiji. Era libamba ngeweme yokutulamu.
It is he that sits upon the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are as grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain, and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. Verse
23.
That brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth as nothing. Yes. Those who sit in the earth, a very small thing. For planet Earth, as you see it, on the body of Christ is a very small thing. And you are very small and minute on him. Praise Jesus much. Even other 9 planets are like that. Even though other 9, they are bigger than planet Earth. Praise Jesus much. But when we finish this planet Earth, we move to other 9 planets. Again, we go to the firmament of the heaven, where we find the stars. We go to the firmament of the heaven, where we find the stars, which are very big, more than the earth, the sun, even the moon. And them two are in Christ Jesus, in the firmament of the heaven. Because when we had in the Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 up to 16, he said the stars are in the firmament of the heaven. They are within him. In him are things in heavens and earth. Let's read, we see. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Verse
15.
And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth, and it was so.
Verse 16.
And God made 2 great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Yes. The stars. The sun. They are bigger than all the planets. The moon is what appears small.
It
all are in the firmament of the heaven, and they are within Christ Jesus. The sun.
It's
bigger than this, our planet Earth. 10,000 times size.
Nene nyo.
It's big. Yet it is in the Christ
Katunu,
Jesus.
Katunu nyo.
Just a small portion. Now the stars.
Zote
they are bigger than the sun, each one of them.
Nene nyo.
Yes, very big.
Mpamvu.
They are tall. They want to almost be like the bottomless pits.
Now,
when you see from there, you see small things. Yet your eyes, they see like this. From down its beak, it moves on, slimming to where they are. The more an object is far from you, you see small. For your eyes see as the narrow like this. But they are big. The stars, they are bigger than the sun. Though the sun is bigger, the planet Earth 10,000 times more. Yet the stars are bigger than the sun. You go see lights up there. But when I was in the heavenly journey, moved in the Bible for 7 years, in the spiritual transport, we reached there. My God, and they are big indeed. Yet they tell me, those two are in me. Let's read the Job chapter 22, verse 12. Job chapter 22, verses 12.
Katuna chali muguru awa guru mizibwa. Era alaba emunyenye bwezenkano buguru mivu.
Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. Yes. And they are so high.
Nene.
Big.
Guru mivu.
Elevated.
Aha.
Yes. The stars. These you are on this earth, you see up there. Him, God does not see like this. He sees like this. It does not narrow inside, it broadens. He sees it broadening. That he can see the entire heavens and earth.
Amen.
Now the stars. They are big. Bigger than the sun. The moon is a small thing. Planet Earth. It's another smaller thing. But them too, they are in the Lord who created heavens and earth. God the Word. Do not understand well Jesus. You still argue
that
Jesus is not Son of God. My God. And you argue Jesus is not God. Now that level we left in explaining that. We tell you entire heavens, the four heavens, even their fullness, together with 10 planets and their fullness, they are in Him. He make up His fullness. We are in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven. They are so glorious in their appearance, and they differ. If they are glorious like that, Him as Him where they are, how is His glory? It is worthy of praise. That's why
he
says in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41, like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41.
Ekitiibwa ky'enjuba kirala, n'ekitiibwa ky'omwezi kirala, n'ekitiibwa ky'emmunyeenye kirala. Kubanga emmunyeenye teyeekana na ginnayo kitiibwa.
There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. Yes. The glory of the moon. It's there another. It has been smaller. Yet not so small. Sure.
And
the glory of the sun. It too is another. It
changed
fire, which lightens in the world.
Sana ne mereka
light even food come right from the sun come into the ground. That is still Christ. When to reach the stars, they are so big in different glories, in different stones. They shine in the firmament. The other is Christ Jesus. You know, told you they came in his territory. Those is on territory, they never knew him. I tell you, God took me the heavenly journey and he moved it me through the Bible. Everything we saw, we read it just in the scriptures. For 7 years in the spiritual transports, where there is the vision, the trance, the dreams,
Azotas,
Urim, and the Thummim.
Shafa.
I did not die. I checked out of the body. And I came back in it. And it took me, brought me back.
Na ye,
but there I was able to be in this heavenly journey to discover fullness of God in the world, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And it makes up the entire heavens.
The heavens,
they are full heavens with their fullness. Even 10 planets with their fullness. Now our planet, we finished it. We've seen other 9 planets. We moved to the firmament of the heaven to see stars which are high, exalted up. The sun, which are big, even the moon in different glories. They are in the firmament of the heaven.
It
is very far from planet Earth. It's far from the planet Earth.
There
is a big distance
right
from planet Earth, even other 9 planets, to head on to the stars, the sun and the moon in the firmament of the heaven. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. The earth, the planets, they are in the central, in the central portion of this heaven. And the stars, they are in the fourth of the heavens. It means a bit far from where the planets are, and from where the stars are, to head to the heaven. It's an entire quarter. From there to reach, a distance is long. Praise Jesus much. But before we go on the heaven, there is hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God in the kingdom of the stars. It too is in Jesus.
Even
if you're cast in hell, you are Jesus on the side of pain. You will not run from him.
Said,
where shall we run from his spirit?
No,
where you will run from him. Do not understand Jesus, we pity them.
They
might see him in the gold and silver. I think it's of foolishness, not of children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He surpasses the level you think of him. Praise Jesus much. We are in Revelations chapter
9,
verses 1 and 2. We see of hell, the prison of God, which is known as the bottomless pit. Yes.
Let's
read. We see in the kingdom of the stars. Why is it in the kingdom of the stars? If they open up these bottomless pits, the prison of God and hell, where they imprison rebellious spirits, The sun will stop give the light.
For
in there is a fantasy of darkness. Let's read we here. Revelations chapter 9, verse 1.
Malaika owokutaano n'afuuwa ekkondeere n'endaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi n'aweebwa ekisumuluzo ky'obunya obutakoma.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven onto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Olunya olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
N'asumulula obunya obutakoma. N'omukka ne guva mu bunnya ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene n'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bunnya.
And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Yes.
Obunnya obutakoma.
The bottomless pit in the kingdom of the stars.
Enjuba. No,
the sun and the moon, right in the firmament of the heaven. In this bottomless space, it is hell. It's the prison of God.
We
are in prison, rebellious spirits. To be punished right there. Praise Jesus much. That's why you see in the Luke chapter 11.
Nabi Ibrahim,
Prophet Abraham, he told the rich man,
nti wakati wafe namwe
between you and us
kibangirize
chinene a great gulf
obunyo obutakoma
the bottomless pits sure
manyibo obo chisomye
you know when you read it
mugaga yali eno mugera
the rich man was in hell
aha
yes
na yenga ili jali ali mu bunyo obutakoma
but where is the great is in the bottomless pits
mukibangirize chinene muliro
a great gulf within the fire
atasome tulabe.
Luke sura ya 16 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu bbiri.
Luke chapter 16 verse 22.
Awolwatuka omwavu n'ayambula omubiri n'asitulwa bamalayika n'asibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu n'omugagga n'afa n'aziikibwa.
And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Verse 23.
N'ayimusiza amaaso ge mu magombe ng'ali mukulumizibwa. N'alengera Ibulayimu wala ne Lazaalo ng'ali mu kifuba kye.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham far off and Lazarus in his bosom. Yes.
Omanyi bagamba.
They say.
Omugagga n'ayimusa amaaso ge.
And the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell.
Omanyi bw'obeera mu bunnya.
You know when you're in the pits. You know what in the pits.
Oli mu kinnya.
You are in a pit down there. You're like that. You look up there. What they call hell, the prison of God, it's the bottomless pit. It's only the kingdom of the stars. Let's move on. We hear
Luke chapter 16, verse
24.
Nayogerera waggulu n'agamba nti kitange Ibulayimu nsaasira otume Lazaalo anyike ensonda y'olunwe lwe mu mazzi ampoze ewoze lulimi lwange.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Verse 25.
Naye Ibulayimu n'amugamba nti mwana wange, jukiranga waweebwanga ebirungi byo mu bulamu bwo, era ne Lazaalo bw'atyo ebibi. Naye kaakano ye asanyusibwa.
But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented.
Verse 26.
And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they who would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there. Yes. He said the second, there is a great gulf here.
What they call
the great gulf, it's the bottomless pit. It is hell itself. The prison of God. The prison spirits of the rebellious. All of us refuse to repent on this earth. Are we together? But that to hell. The prison of God, bottomless pit, it's also in Jesus.
He
created it for Satan and his fallen angels. Humans were not counted for it. Satan involved us in it in the garden when he caused man to sin.
An
explanation in Matthew, he said that hit this hell, we were not counted to be there.
You
have run it for Satan is just entering and rolling you in it. Let's read, we see. Matthew 25, verses 40.
Nekabaka alidamu alibagambanti, mazimamba gambanti, ngabwe mwakolomu kuwaba baganda bange, abasingo buto, mwachikulanze.
And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, since you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me.
Verse
41.
Awali bagamba nabo abali ku mukono gwo gwa kono nti timuveewo wendi mwabakolimirwa mugende mu muliro ogwate ogutagwawo ogwatekerwa Satani ne bamalayika be.
Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cast into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his fallen angels. Yes. Now you see, we humans were not to be in that deal. Those who came from Adam, Satan
when
enrolled us in the deal of sin.
When
he said this hell, this fire, it was prepared for the devils and his fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
join on scriptures as First Peter chapter 3, verse 18 up to 21.
We'll
explain you that hell is a prison of God. And Satan is not the one in charge of hell. Hell is a prison of God. First Peter chapter 3, verse 18 to 21.
If
it's a prison of God, you cannot get the chief thief, the murderer, and you hand him over to a prison to lead it. Those who saw things before, they deceived you. But when you read Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, you will see the angel called Abaddon.
He
is in charge of the bottomless pits, the prison of God, which is known as hell. But it too is in Christ. Praise Jesus much. That's why in the Psalms 139, verse 7 to 10, he says, where shall we run from his spirit? When we go to heaven, is there. In the earth, is there. In hell, is there. Sure. All there it is. They are his territories. They are in him.
Nowhere
you run from Jesus. Oh, you will deny him this. No way you run from him. Time to believe in Jesus. A special belief which involves knowledge.
For
the seasons are evil. God took me in the heavenly journey. Understood the seasons how they will be.
And
you have to believe what you understand well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
when we moved from this planet Earth, we moved to other 9 planets. We finished them. We moved to the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, found in the firmament of the heavens. They are also in Christ Jesus. And we moved to hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, the kingdom of the stars. They too are in Jesus. Now from the kingdom of the stars to reach on heaven, which is such a law, the distance is long. But all that is still Jesus. So we are heading on from the stars to reach on the circular heaven. This heaven, it is circular. It is the fourth created heaven. It's that he last created.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why we draw them and they appear circular.
So
means heaven is not only up there where you see it. It is circular. The earth, planet earth, and other nine planets, I tell you, they are in the central of this heaven. In
portion.
A quarter portion of it. Now from there,
head
to the kingdom of the stars.
Three quarters.
Yes. Right in the firmament of the heaven. Even hell is found in there. Now from there, to head on to heaven, which is circular. Distance is long. All that heaven that is still Jesus. It appears circular as you see here. And that's why he told you in the Isaiah 55. Verse 8. And 9. Heaven is far high from the earth.
Walako.
The distance is long. There is no lock rocket which can reach there.
They
have not even gotten that which reach where the stars are.
They
have not gotten go where the stars are. How much get that which goes where the heaven is. That's why there are spiritual transports which we use. Let's read, we hear. Isaiah chapter 55, verses
8.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. Verse
9.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Yes.
Heavens
is far higher than from the earth. And it is such a law. It's not only up there where you see it. And if you get out of planet Earth, you can see there is the south, there is east, there is west, even the north of it. And it moves stretch far. And the heaven, they never see it. When you reach there, for the light is much. That's why they call it universe. Change the Bible, says in the beginning God created the universe. But when we read in Job, he says this heaven, it's high up and it is circular. Job chapter 37, verse
18.
And it is hard indeed.
Job chapter 37,
verses
18. Have
you with him spread out this heaven, which is strong, and as a molten mirror? Yes. When you reach it, he stretched the heaven. Stretched it such a
lot.
But it is hard indeed. It's a bluish mirror. If you reach there, you can see your face. You knock on it and it sounds. Praise Jesus much. According to Job, chapter 22, verse 14, they show us that heaven is circular.
Yobu esule ya bili mwebili, neuro njiriri ole kumine nya.
Job chapter 22 verse 14.
Ebirebi zivu, bimu vikako na ukulaba talaba.
Thick clouds are a covering to him that he sees not, and he walks in the circle of heaven.
Hey.
Yes. Heaven is such a law.
Hey.
Yes. Now, all there we are still in Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Now we are going to pass through the northern door of the first created heavens. We move into the first created heaven. In the realm above. Where there is the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. A great gathering of angels. And the holy ones of God. You write down, we pass through the northern door of the first created heaven. And we enter into the first created heaven, the realm above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. It too isn't Jesus. It is in Jesus. The city within it. You cannot bring it on planet Earth. It is seated on an entire heaven. What you have to know that all heavens are the same in size. But the planets in this fourth created heavens, they are in a small quarter portion of this central of this heaven. Yes. The stars, they are bigger, but in the firmament of this heaven. Heaven is still such a
law.
Now when we pass through the north of the fourth created heaven, that blue you see up there, we reach into the first created heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. There are 100 trillions of angels. If you dare bring them on this world, they have nowhere they can live. They rest on the city built on the ground of heaven. 100 trillions
of
angels, you bring them on this earth? Impossible. Here we are just billions. They said the world, there are many people in it. We don't even make 1 trillion.
One
100 trillions of angels. All those are in Jesus. What can you say you
except
just believe Jesus? Praise Jesus much. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 12, we move on to the door of heaven. We enter the city. We move with Jesus.
Wow.
Man. Genesis chapter 28, verses 12.
Amadala agasibibwa kutaka n'entiko ya gonga etuse mu ggulu era laba bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo.
And he descended, and he dreamt, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Yes.
Amadala nga gava ku
the ladders come from the door of heaven, the blue heaven you see. Touch on the planet Earth. Angels descending, ascending back. Where are they coming from? From the first created heavens, in the realm above, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels, and the holy ones of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 up to 23.
Abebulani esule yekumi nebiri n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22.
Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, unto an innumerable company of angels. Yes. But you have come. The city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first heaven, the first created heaven. Where there are thousands of angels. They are counted in the city. 100 trillions. Besides those who were chased from there. Satan and his fallen angels were chased from there. They are a third of 100 trillions.
Now
if you bring them back. Amen. The city is big. Even the holy ones, we have to go there. You read this, verse
23.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse
23.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of holy men made perfect. Yes. Don't know how many holy ones are preached there. Those two are in that city. That's in the first created heavens. But they are all still in Jesus. Yes. They are all still in Jesus. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, 100 trillions of the angels, they are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first created heaven. It's rested on the ground of heaven. How dare you bring it on planet Earth? It cannot fit here. Never. Let's read here. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11.
And
I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and 1,000 of thousands. Yes. You multiply that number. It totals to 100 trillions of the angels in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first created heaven, in the rim above. It is circular also. In there is a city. God built it from the ground of heaven. Grounds. That's why Hebrews 11. Verse 8 and 10
he
says this. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 8.
N'awulira n'okugenda n'agenda mu kifo kye yali agenda okuweebwa okuba obusika.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should later receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he went. Verse
9.
By faith, he sojourned in the land of the promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse
10.
For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Yes. It has foundations on the ground of heaven. God built it himself. Our Lord Jesus on the earth said, in my Father's house, you know it's what he built for him. He made the heavens and earth. There are many Martians. And wonder those who came told you that they went in heavens.
ebizimbe ebitannagwa.
And they found their structures not yet complete. My.
Bunga ebizimbe tebinnagwa.
Structures they are not completed. And the weeds that grown in there,
that
even slums there, those went in the ocean. Ezekiel 27, verses 1 to 10, they go under the ocean.
Here
is the city God built long.
Yes.
If you finish Hebrews 11, verse 16.
Abebulaniya esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olw'16.
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16.
Naye kakano begombese singo bulungi ye yomuguru. Katonda kyavalemu kwatibwa ensonyi ku lwabo okuyitibwanga Katonda waabwe. Kubanga yabateekerateekera ekibuga.
But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
Chibuka.
It's a city.
Shikatanga.
Not a slum area. Not uncompleted structures. No.
Mu Yesu.
In Jesus. You put rubbish there. You
left
in the rim below. You build your cities which are looking good in him. There where you move on ahead.
Oh,
this is the rim below. Things here are in low level and standards.
But we enter
in the rim above. Standards there of high value. We are in the rim below. And things here are cheap in value.
You head on to treasure of honor.
Amen.
That's why they
tell them in John 14, verses 1 to 4.
In
his father's house have been many stored mansions. If it wasn't that,
he
would not tell us, I reached in the other city. I cannot tell you one by one now.
Those
speak them in the journey of heavens.
The
secrets of elders of the church. But here we are in the priests. They reveal the full knowledge of God. Now we want to move ahead. Let's pass through the northern door of the first created heaven. We move to the second created heaven in the room above, where we find four living creatures. Tower of spirits given bodies on this earth. Yes. We pass through the northern door of the first created heaven and we move into the second created heaven in the room above, where we find four living creatures. Store of spirits given bodies on this earth. All they are in Jesus. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. That's why in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1, they say that heavens were opened. After they open up, and we reach into the second created heaven, and we see there are four living creatures. Let's read, we see. Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1.
Awo lwatuuka mu mwaka ogwa 13 mu mwezi ogwokuna ku lunaku olw'omwezi olw'okutaano bwe nnali nga ndi mu basibe ku mabbali g'omugga Kebali, zeevenize ne zibikkulibwa, ne ndaba okwolesebwa kwa Katonda.
Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 55th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Cheba, that the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. Yes.
Heavens
open up. Not one.
It means
this one opens. The blue heaven you see.
Enter
the heaven with the city of God. First created heaven. It too opens up. He saw in the second heaven. Rim above. He saw their four living creatures. Read verse 3 to 5 we see.
Ezekiel
chapter 1 verse 3.
Ekigambo kya Mukama nekijirira ddala Ezekiel kabona mutabani wa Buzi mu nsi y'Abakaludaaya ku mabbali g'omugga Kebali. Omukono gwa Mukama ne gubeera kuyeyo.
The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Cheba. And the hand of the Lord was there upon him. Verse 4.
Aonetunula era laba. Embuyaga ezikunta olw'amaanyi ne zifuluma obukiika obwakkono. Ekiro ekinene n'omuliro ogwezingazinga n'okumasa amaso okukyetoolodde. Era mu ggo wakati ne muvanga ebbala erya zaabu etabuddwamu effeeza eriva mu muliro wakati.
And I looked and behold a weary wind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire engulfing itself, and the brightness was about it, and out of its midst as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Verse 5.
Era muggo wakati ne muva ekifaananyi ekyebiramu ebina n'embala yaabyo yali bweti byalina ekifaananyi ky'omuntu.
Also out of its midst came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance, they had the likeness of a man. Yes. Four living creatures in the second created heaven, rim above, they are in Jesus. Four living creatures, they are store of spirits, those given bodies on this earth.
Even
spirits of angels were in them, they created them once, they came out, the stars, they came out once. Now we of this earth, humans, animals, insects, birds, fish, plants, their spirits, they come from those four living creatures in the second created heavens. It's the rim above. And they are in Jesus. That's why we've spoken of most. As we the spirits. Not as our bodies. Those we get from our mother's wombs. The 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7 says, we brought nothing. We came from where? From the second heaven, from the four living creatures. Our spirits were gotten from there. Let's read, we see.
Timoseo ekisooka essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Kubanga tetwaleeta kintu mu nsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Yes. We brought nothing on this world. We shall go back with nothing. Because we came from heaven. Philippians 3 verse 20. You can write it down. For our citizenship is in heaven.
Now,
we were in the four living creatures, our spirits, for a long time. And God divided, gave us on this earth. Yet we have to go back. Body is going to the ground, and the spirits have to go back to heavens. And the four living creatures, to have four heads, each of them, these are stores. Every living creature has a head of a human being. Out of camp, spirits which go in the humans. It has a head of a lion. Which keep spirits which go in the animals. It has a head of an eagle. Our spirits go in the birds. Even the insects. It has the head of a calf.
Our
spirits go in the fish. Even the plants. Spirits of life. That's why Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7, it says this. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse
7.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Yes.
He gives
it, he gets them from the four living creatures. Gives them on the earth. He said, reconcile with me. When you are on this on the earth, come back to me here. Praise Jesus much. But the second created heaven, in the rim above, where we find four living creatures, store of all spirits, brought on this earth, where the every type of precious stones, mountains of precious stones, they are in Jesus. Those areas that teach them in the journey of heavens. When I come in the department of elders of the church, they reveal secrets of the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God,
and
secrets of the kingdom of heaven in the heavenly journey. Those we speak all of them there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we finish fullness of God in the world, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, starting from planet Earth, other 9 planets, from this planet, move to the firmament of heaven, where there are stars which are so high, the sun, bigger than the planet Earth. Even the moon, all the are in Jesus. Even hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, the kingdom of the stars, they are all in Jesus. Even there are principalities, the fallen angels, them too, they have never left, gotten out of Jesus. No. Then you can put them aside. Not want to consider them much in this thing. They have no meaning. They are useless here.
Oh, wow.
Except to casting them in hell. In the prayers of warfare. That alone is what they are waiting for. They have no meaning here and use. Things in the Christ, they shame to speak of them. Fallen angels. These are shameful children. But when we finish there, we pass the northern door of the first created heavens that you see in the firmament up there. Entered the first created heaven in the room above, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. It also is in Jesus. After we pass through the northern of the first created heavens, room above, we move to the second created heaven, still in the room above, where we find four living creatures,
tower
of spirits given bodies on this earth. Now when we pass through its northern door of the second created heaven, we reach to the third created heaven, room above. We find there the throne of God, surrounded 24 elders, even the paradise of God, resting on an entire heaven. Should I repeat it? When we pass through the northern of the second created heavens, we reach into the third created heaven in the room above. In the central of it, there we find the throne of God, surrounded by 24 elders. And the entire heavens, it's rested upon the paradise of God. But they are all in Jesus. Jesus once sat on the throne in the third heaven. That's why in the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 3,
okay,
he said this to the verse 4.
2
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1.
Chingwani do kwenye meriza, ne wankuba denga te kusana.
It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Verse
2.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Verse 3.
Era manyo omuntu ali bwatyo, oba mubiri, oba watali mubiri, simanyi.
And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Verse 4.
Bweyatwalibwa mu lusuku lwa Katonda, n'awulira ebigambo ebitayogerekeka, ebitasaanira muntu kubyatula.
How that he was caught up into the paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Yes.
Yatuuka mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
He reached in the third heaven. One who called him out is the Christ Jesus. Where he sits as he reigns over entire heavens and the earth, even their fullness. In this third heaven, it's surrounded by the paradise of God.
In
there is all goodness. You move, you get tired. Heaven is big. We call it a paradise, a garden. We call it in Uganda.
It's
just this garden of bananas. Not. A paradise. Paradise. A paradise. Flowers. Those which sing, those which change color, rivers of living waters flowing, which form milk of the word, as you drink, you drink a scripture. And as you drink it, in the second Peter, first Peter, chapter 2. Verses 2 downwards. As duly born children, desire the milk of the words. And it speaks in you. Yet, rivers are there flowing, and they are rivers of milk of the word. And there is those which flow, the progress of knowledge, the honey of knowledge. You drink knowledge,
man.
I explain that most in the journey of heavens. Yet, this third heavens.
And
throne of God, the word Jesus Christ, in the central of it, surrounded by 24 elders, even the paradise. It weakens in Uganda so much. You know, Jesus in Luke 23, he told the man, we are going to meet in paradise. The paradise of God. That's where he sits. But all things in the heavens, they are in him. They are gotten from him. From his fullness we were given. Let's read here.
Luke chapter 23.
Chapter 23, verse 39.
Omu kwa abo, abakolo bubi, abawa nikibwa, na mufuma, ngagamba tisigwe Kristo, wero koleweka na fe.
And one of the malefactors who were hanged railed at him, saying, if you are Christ, save yourself and us.
Olinyola makumyana.
Verse 40.
Na yo wokubi, adamu na amunenya, na gamba anti, noku chanyo chakato onda, kubango uliku chivone rezo, chechimuna ye.
But the other answering rebuked him, saying, do you not fear God, seeing you are in the same condemnation? Verse 41.
Era fe twalangibwa nsonga, kubanga ebisaanidde bye twakola bitusasulibwa. Naye ono takolanga kigambo ekitasaana.
And we indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss. Verse 42.
Nagamba nti Yesu, onjijukiranga bw'olijjira mu bwakabaka bwo.
And he said, Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Verse
43.
Yesu namugamba nti, mazima nkugamba nti, leero onoba nange mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, today shall you be with me in paradise. Yes. There is where he bears, in the third heaven. surrounded 24 elders. The paradise of God resting on an entire third heaven. You move and you go in the flowers, in different fruits, in rivers flowing. What is there? My God, on this earth I want to live early, because I have not completed the work at all. But as he said, Matthew 28:18, I've been given all power in heaven and earth. The entire heaven is all long been in him. Because John 1:16, from his fullness all us were given. And Colossians we began with chapter 1:19-20. He wants to make things of heavens and earth into one, and he wants things done in heavens be done on earth. And to all those going to refuse that, hell and the lake of fire. Issue of fullness of God in the world, know as the Son Jesus Christ makes the entire heavens and their fullness. There are four heavens, even the 10 planets, and their fullness. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening, reading the Bible, believing, writing, even putting in action, and to be ready to spread to others. We shall come back tomorrow to know fullness of God in the world, to know fullness of God, the Holy Spirit. One who knows a spirit of the Lord, 7 spirits of God sent in the all earth. And 6 spirits of them make up the 6 seraphims, also highly exalted, more than 4 living creatures. And multiply cherubim 6 times, basing above all the heavens, and they walk through all the heavens and earth. May God bless you. Still need to pray. Come early tomorrow. Don't delay. 9 hours and a half minutes. Find you arrived here at most at the 10th hour. God will give you a blessing or raise. Amen. Amen.